We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
On the Big 12 Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. This is Big 12 This Week.
That's the best we've looked on the stretch this season. That was really good. The ball moved, played fast.
The only official Big 12 radio show.
This conference is deep. It's like 6-7 teams deep. That's how good this conference is.
Big 12 This Week is brought to you by Prime Sport, your go-to source for verified ticket and hospitality packages for the Big 12 Football Championship Game. Natural Light. This football season, Natty Light Seltzer is crashing the party hard. Phillips 66. Live to the full. Also by Dr. Pepper, the official drink of Fansville. Live from the Learfield IMG College Network Studios, here's your host, Bill Pollack.
Welcome to the show. We'll get to some basketball. Obviously, a big weekend coming up. It's the Big 12 SEC Challenge. Well, I guess it's the SEC Big 12 Challenge. We'll put them first. I mean, they're first in football. We should at least be able to get the Big 12. Since we're dominating in basketball, we should at least be able to get the headline there. But a couple of football notes first. The Longhorns have added a piece to their defense, the addition of Notre Dame grad transfer outside linebacker Ovi Ogofu. He saw sparingly over the last two seasons. I think he played in about 19 games. But he'll help try to fill in where they have the production drop-off from Joseph Asai, as they look to reload on that side of the ball with also LSU graduate transfer Ray Thornton. And then on the offensive side, you kind of saw this one coming. Running back Keontae Ingram transferring. He was in the portal early January, but he's chosen the USC Trojans. And obviously with the rise of Bijan Robinson at the end of his freshman year, that was a big push and a big Robinson's going to have a huge year, I think. And then this just came out on Tuesday. Former OU quarterback Josh Heupel is now the new head football coach at Tennessee. The new Tennessee athletic director, Danny White, who hired Heupel at Central Florida, brought him along. So they tag team, and now they'll try to turn around a Volunteers program that has struggled. Six different head coach going back to Philip Fulmer, who was fired at the end of the 2008 season. So they've had some troubles. But we all know about Heupel, the Heisman Trophy runner-up, who was on Oklahoma's national championship team in 2000. But he's got SEC experience. He was Missouri's offensive coordinator for a couple of seasons before he landed the Central Florida head coaching job as he replaced Scott Frost, who went back to Nebraska. So Heupel was there for three seasons. Heupel was also the co-offensive coordinator under Bob Stoops at Oklahoma for four seasons, but he was fired after the 2014 season when the Sooners went 8-5. All right, looking at the men's basketball schedule, as this show first airs on Wednesday nights, Baylor hosting Kansas State. That's going to start right after our show, ESPN2. You'll be able to check that out. And then on Thursday, Kansas looks to snap their three-game losing streak. They will host TCU. That will be on Big 12 Now on ESPN+, a 7 p.m. tip. Monday night, freshman Matthew Alexander Moncrief and Rondell Walker put together great game, career games, in the absence of Oklahoma State star Cade Cunningham. And they pulled away from a shorthanded Iowa State team. Look, if you're going to be without Cade Cunningham, then, well, against Iowa State, that's pretty good. 81-60 victory. Moncrief, 22 points, 12 rebounds. Walker, a career high, 20 points. And then a thriller between number 11 West Virginia and number 10 Texas Tech.
He throws it into the backcourt to Deuce McBride. McBride over midcourt, 13. Deuce between the two circles with 10. Deuce starts to drive right side, takes it to the bucket, layup shot up, good! 6 seconds to go, back comes Texas Tech. West Virginia leads by one. McClung driving down the floor. McClung takes the ball toward the basket, pulls up for a jumper in the wind. It is no good! West Virginia wins it! Deuce McBride hit a layup, and Mac McClung came up empty on the other side on a right baseline jumper from 15 feet away, and West Virginia rallies from 12 down in the second half to knock off number 10 Texas Tech, 88-87.
That is Tony Caridi, Miles McBride with the game winner. Mac McClung had some family. He grew up in Gate City, Virginia, about 3.5-4 hours away from Morgantown. He had a chance to win it there for Texas Tech, could not do it, and an 88-87 win. And I'll tell you, Bob Huggins, what a great job coaching. This team was down 12, and the Mountaineers came back. And he talks about how they did it defensively and offensively.
Went from playing man-to-man to playing a matchup, which I think kind of slowed them down a little bit. We could have very easily had the game in hand had we made some free throws. Well, we kind of flattened it out and let Deuce play, to be honest. Well, we flattened it out and let Deuce play, and then after he made a shot or two where we knew they were going to run and focus, and because that's what they do, they gang guard, and we knew they were going to gang guard them, and our role guy, we weren't throwing the ball to our role guy because they had it all jammed up in there, but so we had our role guy down screen for Sean. When he down screened for Sean, Sean was out there wide open, and unfortunately, fortunately made a shot.
And then on Tuesday night, look, Texas, shorthanded. They were without Shaka Smart, Jericho Sims, Courtney Ramey. They got close. Down to the final free throw from Austin Reeves with 18.3 seconds to go. That was the difference in the Sooners' 80-79 win. But the Longhorns had five scholarship players left after the guys that were out and foulouts. But Austin Reeves had 23 points for the Sooners. A big win for Lon Kruger's squad, no doubt about it. Reveal Suits specializes in high-end custom suits and blazers personalized with officially licensed lining and logos for both men and women. And they host private fittings for groups of business professionals, fraternities, sports teams, and organizations. And really just a couple of different ways that you can get involved in their process. Your appointment can be virtual, in person, or by the phone. So Reveal Suits will customize anything that you're looking for. They offer 35 different measurement options. So you can provide them the measurements over the phone. Like I said, they can come out in person, and they will take care of it. And they're licensed with all of the college logos of the Big 12. So if you want to show your school spirit and look sharp at the same time, visit their website, RevealSuits.com, where fashion meets passion. That is Reveal Suits. All right, my guest on this week's show is Todd Lebo from Sports Radio 810 WHB in Kansas City. We'll talk about the the SEC Big 12 Challenge coming up on Saturday, cramming 10 great basketball games in all in one day. It'll be great. So we'll talk about that. Plus, we'll talk about the state of K-State basketball and the Kansas Jayhawks. What's happening with them? It's all coming up right here on Big 12 this week from Learfield IMG College.
Hey, real quick. We know you're listening to this show because you love your college football team.
Or you just can't quit your college football team. But either way, I'm pretty sure on some level, you're into college football as a whole.
Yeah, that sounds right. So if you're way into all things college football, you gotta listen to the Solid Verbal College Football Podcast.
Strongly agree. We've got preview podcasts, recap podcasts. We do a weekly space-themed big picture college football podcast because, I don't know, we like space and we like college football?
Exactly. And that's because we don't just love college football on the Solid Verbal College Football Podcast. We live it.
Correct. Search for the Solid Verbal wherever you listen to any of your podcasts or head to solidverbal.com to make it easy and find all the info you need to subscribe to the show absolutely free.
This is a radio ad for Natural Light, although you may know us as Natty Light. In fact, that's definitely how you know us. We've got big news. We made a 6% hard seltzer, so move over basic seltzers of the world because Natty Light Seltzer has entered the chat. Our seltzers come in flavors like Aloha Beaches, a mango and peach flavored blend, and Catalina Lime Mixer. When cherry and lime become best friends, Natty Light Seltzer, the seltzer you never saw coming, is here. Enjoy responsibly. 2019 Anheuser-Busch Catalina Lime Mixer and Natural Light Aloha Beaches flavored malt beverages. Sales in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
Here at Academy Sports and Outdoors, we want everyone to stay safe while doing more of what they love. So whether you're planning a fishing trip, heading out for a run, prepping your lease, or playing sports in the backyard, we have all the gear you need to enjoy more sports and outdoors, all at prices you'll love. And with curbside pickup available, it's never been easier to shop all our brands in-store and online at academy.com. Because whatever you love doing, we're here to help you have more fun out there.
Allstate now has deeper savings, and deeper savings require deep thoughts and a deep voice, like mine. Save for being a new customer. Save more for adding DriveWise, and save even more for driving safely. Visit Allstate.com or contact your local agent for a quote today. As someone once said, saving today is money tomorrow. That's deep.
Not available in every state. New customer savings based on early signing discount. Drive-bys is an optional feature. Savings vary based on how you buy. Subject to terms and conditions. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
The Big 12 Conference is proud of its basketball roots in Kansas City, and we'd like to recognize our community partners for the 2021 Phillips 66 Big 12 Men and Women's Basketball Championships. Compass Minerals, Harvesters, the Community Food Network, the Community Blood Center of Greater Kansas City, and First Watch Restaurants. Thank you for your support of Big 12 basketball and for helping us show our KC pride at this year's tournament.
Looking for a new and fashionable way to show your school spirit or represent your favorite team? Reveal your passion with a custom suit or blazer from Reveal Suits, the official business apparel partner of the Big 12. Your suit or blazer will be designed with the style, features, and lining of your choice. If you can imagine it, we can create it. Reveal Suits, where passion meets fashion. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter at Reveal Suits, or visit RevealSuits.com to begin your order today.
It's back, the return of the prestigious Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, honoring college sports excellence across all competitive divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow along with L Director's Cup on Twitter or online to see which schools will be taking home a first-place trophy in June for their season-long success. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, a premier institutional award jointly launched in 1993 by USA Today and NACTA.
Here at Academy Sports and Outdoors, we want everyone to stay safe while doing more of what they love. So whether you're planning a fishing trip, heading out for a run, prepping your lease, or playing sports in the backyard, we have all the gear you need to enjoy more sports and outdoors, all at prices you'll love. And with curbside pickup available, it's never been easier to shop all our brands in-store and online at academy.com. Because whatever you love doing, we're here to help you have more fun out there.
We're back with a tasty treat that's sweeping airwaves and taste buds. It's new Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda. Let's take a listen.
Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda's here.
A new combo that's music to my ears, okay.
Let's play.
Cream Soda and Dr. Pepper time. Pour it in a glass of ice.
Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda.
A delicious duet.
At Phillips 66, our main focus is on getting you there. And where is there, exactly? It could be where you find the home of seemingly every cricket ever. Or the space between playdates with Kevin D and Kevin S. It could be as familiar as your own cul-de-sac, or somewhere you didn't realize you wanted to go until you ended up there. It's up to you to find it, but we'll help you get there, wherever your there is. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
All right, we're just getting rolling here on Big 12 this week. You can hear us on the Big 12 channel on Sirius XM. That is channel 375. We're on there Fridays. Todd Lebo from Sports Radio 810 WHB in Kansas City. Thank you for joining me on the Academy Sports and Outdoors Hotline. I want to talk to you, and I think our listeners will get a lot out of this, because the SEC Big 12 Challenge is coming up this weekend. You kind of dabble with both conferences, because obviously Kansas and K-State right there in Kansas City, and then Mizzou has a following in Kansas City as well. So let me start with that challenge, and then we'll bounce around a little bit. But when you think of those conferences, Big 12 and SEC, and you look at Kansas and Kentucky, there's six teams ahead of them in the standings. Kansas and Kentucky both 4-4 in conference play. You're so used to seeing the blue bloods up there. Does COVID play a part in that? Is there are talent discrepancies? It's starting to shrink between the Kansases and Kentuckys and the other teams. What do you make of this season so far?
Well, there's probably some of both. I know this more from a Kansas point of view. I do think Kansas has been, you know, hurt by the FBI and NCAA things, right? You sit there and look at their roster, and they don't have a couple of top 10 players and all that. I mean, their highest, you know, these are recruiting rankings, so they'll take them with a grain of salt. But generally speaking, the more high players you get, the better your team can be, right? I think their highest, you know, ranked recruiting player was maybe a top 30 player, and that's Bryce Thompson from Oklahoma, who has been hurt for some this year. The rest of their guys, they kind of just look like a lot of other teams have always looked. Some top 40 guys, and then some top 100 guys. And when I watch Kansas play, talent-wise, they look like a lot of other Big 12 teams. And that's not been the case over the past 20 years. They generally would look out and they would say, well, they have more talent than everyone else, and they got a great coach. So for Kansas, I think there's a couple aspects on that. Kentucky, eventually I think that stuff catches up to you, having like one-and-done type players, and you get a bad group. And maybe they're, you know, a lot of the guys who go to these schools like Kentucky who think they're going to be there for 6 months and it's going to be great and they get to be the kings of the world, and they don't get to do that right now. And they're not living the life that John Wall got to live at Kentucky when he was there for 6 months and got to be, you know, hailed, and, you know, Anthony Davis and those guys. These guys are a hold up and not getting to go out and get the fruits of being a Kentucky basketball player. So I think there's probably some attitude things with some of those things as well. But it is certainly weird to look up at the standings and not see those teams at the top, or really even near the top. They're just kind of middle tier teams in these leagues right now.
It does make it interesting for the rest of the conference and the fan bases, no doubt about that. We'll look at a couple of the weekend games in a bit, but you're an Oklahoma grad, so I want to get your thoughts. What do you think of the Sooners going to Austin and holding off the Longhorns 80-79 after beating Kansas at home on Saturday?
Yeah, they had a good week for sure, and then they get Alabama this weekend. And Alabama, the best team in the SEC, it looks like. So Oklahoma they're one of those teams that has some guys who have been around. They've taken the transfer market, right? Austin Reeves was a player who just couldn't find his way at Wichita State, which apparently no one wanted to stay at Wichita State, as we're finding out now with Greg Marshall. He's been a really good player for them, but they've also got, you know, a transfer from North Texas, and it's just still this kind of middle-level recruiting guys. And Lon Kruger has them playing pretty well right now. As someone who went to Oklahoma, and I root for them when I'm, you know, not working or whatever, they've generally been a team that hasn't played super hard, right? You didn't see them diving on the floor and stuff. This year, or at least this past week or so, they've been diving on the floor, going for loose balls, a little bit of that old Kelvin Sampson grit to them. So that's kind of a good thing for them to see. Now, when they beat Texas, Texas only had 8 players and didn't have their coach. So there is, you know, there is a grain of salt with that as well. But, you know, they almost beat Kansas in Lawrence and probably should have. And this is the year to take a piece of Kansas if you're someone who's gotten your head beat in by them in the league. You saw Baylor go in, and Texas went in and beat them bad. And Baylor beat them pretty bad the first time they played them. They're not as good as those teams. So I think this is that year to kind of get it done. It's, Oklahoma's had a good week, and we'll see if they, what they can do. If they cap it off with a win over Alabama, that might be the best three-game stretch they've had since, you know, maybe making a – Final Four run or something like that with Buddy Hield, where you win a few in a row.
Yeah, I was just going to ask you about that. The 24th ranked Sooners, Saturday, 11 a.m. tip against number 9 Alabama. And just what a, you know, you kind of throw away some of these non-conference things that pop up in the middle of the season. But in terms of building a resume, though, this is a really big game for the Sooners.
Yeah, and I don't think when they got the SEC Big 12 Challenge schedule, anyone thought this was going to be a top 10 team and a team that's probably knocking on the top 20 after winning the games that they won. Now, if they lose, they won't because the votes are on Monday. This is the thing, like, this is the one that comes out and goes, gosh, I wish this was a football game. And this year it's like, hey, that's a pretty good basketball game. So I do like, I think that they do this challenge pretty well. They finally got a groove on this. When they first started to try to do it, remember there would be a game in November and then like two in December. And then it took like 6 weeks to do the challenge. I like how they've taken a day and said, we're going to do this thing. And they've had some really good matchups over the years. Now, you know, the disappointing part for people around here is that they've never put Missouri and Kansas together on this day. But, you know, the SEC doesn't have enough teams, or SEC has too many teams. So the way they work it, you have to be good enough to get in the challenge. So Missouri wasn't good enough to get in it at the beginning when they started kind of having this thing happen. But now they've got their game schedule. The one this year got canceled because of COVID, but they finally are on par. They're set to do this thing for a few years. So people are really excited about that happening. And Missouri fans are super disappointed it didn't happen this year, because I think they all felt they could have won this year. And maybe that won't be the case next year. But I think I like the idea of how they're working this challenge now. I think they've finally got it figured out. And it's a pretty cool Saturday. They've got some decent matchups.
Todd Lebo is a reporter for Sports Radio 810 WHB in Kansas City, joining us on the Academy Sports and Outdoors Hotline, the official sporting goods and outdoor retailer of the Big 12. We'll take a break and come back. We'll talk K-State and Kansas a little more specifically as we continue on Big 12 This Week from Learfield, IMG College.
Looking for a new and fashionable way to show your school spirit or represent your favorite team? Reveal your passion with a custom suit or blazer from Reveal Suits, the official business apparel partner of the Big 12. Your suit or blazer will be designed with the style, features, and lining of your choice. If you can imagine it, we can create it. Reveal Suits, where passion meets fashion. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter at Reveal Suits, or visit RevealSuits.com to begin your order today.
This is a radio ad for Natural Light, although you may know us as Natty Light. In fact, that's definitely how you know us. We've got big news. We made a 6% hard seltzer. So move over, basic seltzers of the world, because Natty Light Seltzer has entered the chat. Our seltzers come in flavors like Aloha Beaches, a mango and peach flavored blend, and Catalina Lime Mixer. When cherry and lime become best friends, Natty Light Seltzer, the seltzer you never saw coming, is here. Enjoy responsibly. 2019 Anheuser-Busch Catalina Lime Mixer and Natural Light Aloha Beaches flavored malt beverages. Sales in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
Listening to this Allstate commercial about savings might be the hardest thing about getting those savings. Save for simply becoming an Allstate customer. Save more for adding DriveWise. And save even more for driving safely. Visit Allstate.com or contact your local agent for a quote today. Allstate. Minimum effort, maximum reward.
Not available in every state. New customer savings based on early signing discount. Drive-bys is an optional feature. Savings vary based on how you buy. Subject to terms and conditions. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Northbrook, Illinois.
A lot happens over the course of a tank of gas. Mad dashes to the pharmacy, hours spent in the school drop-off line, and 7 trips to the grocery store. Wait, I forgot the ice cream. Make that 8. But a tank of gas doesn't just fuel errands. It tells a story. One that could begin at the dry cleaners and end at a hidden sloppy Joe joint. Then right back to the cleaners. Because it's not just about filling up the tank. It's about where that tank will take you next. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
We're back with a tasty treat that's sweeping airwaves and taste buds. It's new Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda. Let's take a listen.
Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda's here. A new combo that's music to my ears, okay. Let's play.
Cream Soda and Dr. Pepper time. Pour it in a glass of ice.
Ah, music to my ears and mouth. New Dr. Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda.
A delicious duet.
This is a radio ad for Natural Light, although you may know us as Natty Light. In fact, that's definitely how you know us. We've got big news. We made a 6% hard seltzer, so move over basic seltzers of the world because Natty Light Seltzer has entered the chat. Our seltzers come in flavors like Aloha Beaches, a mango and peach flavored blend, and Catalina Lime Mixer. When cherry and lime become best friends, Natty Light Seltzer, the seltzer you never saw coming, is here. Enjoy responsibly. 2019 Anheuser-Busch Catalina Lime Mixer and Natural Light Aloha Beaches flavored malt beverages. Sales in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
It's back, the return of the prestigious Learfield IMG College Directors' Cup, honoring college sports excellence across all competitive divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow along with L Directors' Cup on Twitter or online to see which schools will be taking home a first-place trophy in June for their season-long success. Learfield IMG College Directors' Cup, a premier institutional award jointly launched in 1993 by USA Today and NACTA.
Looking for a new and fashionable way to show your school spirit or represent your favorite team? Reveal your passion with a custom suit or blazer from Reveal Suits, the official business apparel partner of the Big 12. Your suit or blazer will be designed with the style, features, and lining of your choice. If you can imagine it, we can create it. Reveal Suits, where passion meets fashion. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter at Reveal Suits, or visit RevealSuits.com to begin your order today.
Here at Academy Sports and Outdoors, we want everyone to stay safe while doing more of what they love. So whether you're planning a fishing trip, heading out for a run, prepping your lease, or playing sports in the backyard, we have all the gear you need to enjoy more sports and outdoors, all at prices you'll love. And with curbside pickup available, it's never been easier to shop all our brands in-store and online at academy.com. Because whatever you love doing, we're here to help you have more fun out there.
Back on Big 12 This Week, which you can catch on TuneIn under College Sports Now. Todd Lebo from Sports Radio 810 WHB in Kansas City joining us on the Academy Sports and Outdoors Hotline. The second game of the SEC Big 12 Challenge will start at 11 a.m. on ESPNU, Texas A&M, and K-State. And Todd, as we're doing this original broadcast of Big 12 This Week, it'll air, and then K-State and and Baylor, I think we can expect an eighth loss in a row for
I think so.
Yeah, yes. For the Wildcat. I think it's pretty safe to just go ahead and say that. So as people are listening to rebroadcasts of this, we at least sound like we know what we're talking about. But I think they had 17 points, 18 turnovers against West Virginia. Some people are saying the program is going backwards. Does Bruce Weber just have a young team, or is this thing kind of spiraling out of control?
Well, it's tough. Now, I think it's really hard to judge these things, you know, in this particular year, right? And I think what we saw last year in, you know, in March when everything got canceled, I don't think there was a lot of coaching changes and things because people were like, okay, fine, we can't do this right now. And I think this year, an excuse will be for many that this is just a really weird year. Now, K-State was picked last to start with, so we knew they weren't going to be very good, but they haven't been competitive. And I think that's a problem for them because you want to at least kind of be in some ball games at the end. And they haven't really kind of – they actually played pretty well at Texas Tech for a minute, but they're just not in them, you know. And that's the disappointing part. So Bruce Weber's tenure has been really weird. He is he's won a couple of titles, which is super rare. I mean, Frank Martin didn't win titles, okay? Now they were shared one with Texas Tech, shared one with Kansas. The one they shared with Kansas, they lost to Kansas three times. So it didn't really feel like a title, but they got a trophy, okay? And then they did it again a few years later. And then, you know, gosh, they made the Elite Eight. So he's had these kind of like highs, and then the lows have been bad because, you know, some players left. They had when Marcus Foster and a bunch of guys, they kicked off the team, left and were good other places. They went through some bumps in the road. And this year, you know, they haven't gotten any better after last year because they lost some pretty good seniors. And then last year they weren't much. And now they're just not much at all. And that's the disappointing part. But what are you going to do? Who are you going to hire? I mean, how do you go about doing that during the pandemic? I know somewhere out there, there's a guy who could maybe make it better, but do you just accept the fact that, hey man, They've won a couple of titles. They almost made the Final Four. That's pretty good. I don't know what the expectation should be for Kansas State fans. But a couple of years of this in a row, and it'll answer itself. Because you can't go this, like this and finish last and maybe win two games in a league or something, or three, which is maybe what it looks like they're kind of barreling towards right now.
The Kansas Jayhawks get a little bit of a break in their schedule. They host TCU on Thursday night. That'll be on Big 12 Plus on ESPN Now. Last time I think Kansas has lost three in a row was the 2012-2013 season. Bill Self said that the team isn't broken. It just needs some repairs. Do you agree with that evaluation? And if you looked under the hood, what needs to be repaired?
Well, they need more talent. I mean, from what they're used to, I think they've been passed up talent-wise by Baylor for sure. You know, maybe even Texas and Texas Tech has quite a bit of grit. But I think it's been hard for them, too, to try to figure out what it's like. They don't have leadership right now. And I think they like Marcus Garrett as a senior leader. But Marcus Garrett's a defensive guy. You kind of need someone who's been a little more vocal. And I think the best Kansas teams over the past 10 years or so are the ones that have had guys like Devontae Graham, who'd been there for a long time, and Frank Martin. But they could go score, right? They were like, they could go out there and play a little defense, but they could go score 30 points for you or something. And that's not what they have with Marcus Garrett. It's hard to kind of find leaders. And I think that's something that Coach Self has talked about, you know, a couple weeks ago when they were really kind of struggling. They didn't have a lot of fight against Texas at home. And it's weird, man. These games, you know, they got a couple thousand people at their games, but it used to be so hard to go in there and even compete at Allen Fieldhouse. You get intimidated when you walk in. They play the video. It's loud. They show all the stuff they've done, blah, 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 blah. It's super loud in there. The PA is loud. The fans are loud. And then you get in the game, you think you're playing pretty well, and you get to about like the, you know, the under four timeout, you're in a ball game, and then they play this other loud song, and the students roll this big banner out over them, and they shake it, and it's crazy. I don't know how you win there. I just don't know how you do it. Well, now we look, they almost lost to North Dakota State there. They almost lost to Creighton there. And that was when there was like 50 people in the games. Now they at least got a couple thousand. It's not what it once was. So if you don't have the ultra-talented team and you don't have the ultra-talented 16-3 screaming, you just look kind of normal. Mm-hmm. And I think that's the weird part for Coach Self is you don't know what it's like to not have those things till you don't have those things. It'd be different if he had Frank Martin and Devontae Graham on this team, right? He didn't have those guys. They'd been just fine with playing in front of 2,000 people because they'd been through it. But he's got a young team that's under-talented, and he's not playing in front of a big raucous crowd. And many times he's playing against players who are better than them. And it's just, it really levels the playing field. And he's still a great coach because they probably should have like three more losses this year, if not for him, you know?
Yeah.
It's a weird year. Kansas fans aren't used to this at all.
Well, the 15th-ranked Jayhawks will be taking on the 18th-ranked Tennessee Volunteers. And, you know, their conference losses have come against Alabama. We talked about them. They're tops in the SEC. Florida, they've split with Mizzou. All teams that are kind of right there with Tennessee. And I don't know if I'm sold on them yet. I know they were as high as 6th in the country till they lost at home to Missouri. Tennessee can be gritty, but what does KU need to do to snap this losing streak? Well, I'm going to assume they snapped the losing streak against TCU, but to keep maybe perhaps a win streak going on Saturday.
Well, I think they just need to play more like a team and battle, and they probably need to get into the defense a little bit. You know, one of the things that Coach Self has always been able to do is figure out how to play a little defense, and that takes time and it takes practice, and they can't practice the way they're used to practicing. And, you know, you got to get the guys who really, really want to play defense too. I mean, they gave up. Normally you'd go back and look at some Kansas scores and they'd keep some people in the 50s and 60s and really get after it. And they're giving up what they give up, 75 to Oklahoma, 77 to Baylor, 75 to Oklahoma State, you know, and that's just not good enough for them. So they probably need to get maybe a way to go turn it around and just play some defense. And just let the rest of it take care of itself. You know, get out there and really get after someone and play some defense. They can certainly win this game against Tennessee because, as you said, Tennessee was kind of like a hot topic for a while. And then Missouri got them, and there's like, wait a second. Missouri lost to them by 30, and then they went and beat them. So maybe they're not quite as good as they thought they were. But that's one of the games that will be certainly worth the watch in the SEC Big 12 Challenge.
Todd Lebo is joining me. He's from Sports Radio 810 WHB in Kansas City on the Academy Sports and Outdoors Hotline, the official sporting goods store and outdoor retailer of the Big 12. A couple of other games that interest me. We'll touch on these real quick for this SEC Big 12 Challenge. Baylor will be hosting Auburn. Now, the Tigers coming up, you just mentioned Mizzou beat Tennessee on their home court. Auburn just knocked off Mizzou, who got bumped up to 12th in the country, 88-82. Sharif Cooper, outstanding freshman, and they lead the country in blocks. I don't know if they've got enough to beat Baylor, but this is one, though, that an Auburn team might be coming in there with Bruce Pearl with a lot of confidence, and this game may be a little bit closer just based on the momentum they're riding.
Perhaps, but Baylor's really good. Baylor is really, really, really good. Now,
I was trying to build a little bit of drama there.
if they find some way to call 800 fouls like they did for Auburn against Missouri, and they shoot 44 free throws, maybe they can gunk it up into something. But Baylor is good.
Yeah.
I mean, Baylor is as talented a team as there is in the country. They really are. Scott Drew's got a special, special team. And maybe this is the year he finally breaks through and wins the Big 12 title. It looks like, I mean, it's almost over. And, you know, makes a run to the Final Four because it's the best team he's had, for sure. And it's going to be really hard for Auburn to go in there and try to win.
Yep. And then Texas and Kentucky, you know, even though we've talked about Kentucky being down, this game still means a lot. I still think it looks good on your resume if you beat Kentucky.
Sure.
But we're most likely not going to see Shaka Smart matching wits here with John Calipari. That kind of, you know, that kind of stinks. Yeah.
Texas was shorthanded this week when they played Oklahoma. And it's 2020, now 2021. You don't know who's going to play till they play. That's the thing that you deal with. You're not sure a game's going to happen until it happens. You don't know who's going to be available to play or coach until it happens. We've seen this happen a bunch. So it's kind of hard to figure out who's going to be there. But Texas is talented. Texas is really talented. They have a lot of long athletes who can make shots. And they lost to Oklahoma, but they will certainly be focused and ready to go. Anytime you get a chance, like I said, if you get a chance to go beat Kansas and Lawrence, you go do it. Texas did that. You get a chance to go win at Rupp. What a year. They go win in Allen Fieldhouse and Rupp. Wow. That would be a special, special year for Texas basketball for sure.
Todd Lebo from Sports Radio 810 WHB. A couple of great segments on basketball. I want to keep you one more segment, short segment. We've got to talk football. Got to talk Super Bowl because of the Big 12 ties to this game. And obviously they're in Kansas City, Big 12 country too. So that's coming up here on Big 12 this week from Learfield, IMG College.
Looking for a new and fashionable way to show your school spirit or represent your favorite team? Reveal your passion with a custom suit or blazer from Reveal Suits, the official business apparel partner of the Big 12. Your suit or blazer will be designed with the style, features, and lining of your choice. If you can imagine it, we can create it. Reveal Suits, where passion meets fashion. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter at Reveal Suits, or visit RevealSuits.com to begin your order today.
This is a radio ad for Natural Light, although you may know us as Natty Light. In fact, that's definitely how you know us. We've got big news. We made a 6% hard seltzer, so move over basic seltzers of the world because Natty Light Seltzer has entered the chat. Our seltzers come in flavors like Aloha Beaches, a mango and peach flavored blend, and Catalina Lime Mixer. When cherry and lime become best friends, Natty Light Seltzer, the seltzer you never saw coming, is here. Enjoy responsibly. 2019 Anheuser-Busch Catalina Lime Mixer and Natural Light Aloha Beaches flavored malt beverages. Sales in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
Here at Academy Sports and Outdoors, we want everyone to stay safe while doing more of what they love. So whether you're planning a fishing trip, heading out for a run, prepping your lease, or playing sports in the backyard, we have all the gear you need to enjoy more sports and outdoors, all at prices you'll love. And with curbside pickup available, it's never been easier to shop all our brands in-store and online at academy.com. Because whatever you love doing, we're here to help you have more fun out there.
The Big 12 Conference is proud of its basketball roots in Kansas City, and we'd like to recognize our community partners for the 2021 Phillips 66 Big 12 Men and Women's Basketball Championships. Compass Minerals, Harvesters, the Community Food Network, the Community Blood Center of Greater Kansas City, and First Watch Restaurants. Thank you for your support of Big 12 basketball and for helping us show our KC pride at this year's tournaments.
We're back with a tasty treat that's sweeping airwaves and taste buds. It's new Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda. Let's take a listen.
Dr. Pepper and cream soda's here. A new combo that's music to my ears, okay. Let's play.
Cream soda and Dr. Pepper time. Pour it in a glass of ice.
Ah, music to my ears and mouth. New Dr. Pepper and cream soda.
A delicious duet.
At Phillips 66, our main focus is on getting you there. And where is there, exactly? It could be where you find the home of seemingly every cricket ever. Or the space between playdates with Kevin D and Kevin S. It could be as familiar as your own cul-de-sac, or somewhere you didn't realize you wanted to go until you ended up there. It's up to you to find it, but we'll help you get there, wherever your there is. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
Allstate now has deeper savings, and deeper savings require deep thoughts and a deep voice, like mine. Save for being a new customer. Save more for adding DriveWise, and save even more for driving safely. Visit Allstate.com or contact your local agent for a quote today. As someone once said, saving today is money tomorrow. That's deep.
Not available in every state. New customer savings based on early signing discount. Drive-ins is an optional feature. Savings vary based on how you buy. Subject to terms and conditions. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Northbrook, Illinois.
We're back on Big 12 This Week. I'm Bill Pollack. You can listen to the show as a podcast. Download it on Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, Google, wherever you subscribe to your favorite podcast. Search Big 12 This Week. All right, we talked plenty of basketball. We've got to talk football, and we have to talk the Super Bowl. Obviously, there's a big tie-in and big interest here in the Big 12 with Patrick Mahomes leading the Chiefs, the former Red Raider. He has meant so much to Kansas City, and he's embraced the city, and they've embraced him. Years from now, I hope fans always remember Len Dawson, but they're certainly going to talk about Dawson and Mahomes.
It's incredible what he's done to endear himself to Kansas City, and it's been going for a few years now. When he won the MVP a couple years ago, bought a house in town. Little things like that mean something to people in Kansas City. He owns a house here, right? Now, he doesn't live here all the time. He's still got a house in Texas, but he didn't just get an apartment, right, downtown. He wants to put roots down here in town, and he's done a lot of things off the field as well. But he's been so good on the field and just such a good ambassador off the field. It's incredible. And you have to pinch yourself as someone who grew up in Kansas City that this is finally happening 50 years later, right? After all those years of not trying to draft a quarterback and then taking everyone else's scraps, anyone who ever wore a 49ers uniform was welcome to be the Chiefs quarterback at some point, whether it was Joe Montana or Alex Smith or Steve Bono or Elvis Gerback. It was all these guys that were someone else's guy, and now they have their guy. And not only did he already win a Super Bowl, then he signed a contract to stay here and somehow got a $500 million contract that's club friendly. It just seems like voodoo, but they were able to bring all these guys back, and the run it back campaign has been going for months. That was the Twitter cry from players when they kept re-signing. Run it back. Let's run it back. And they basically brought almost everybody back from the team that won it last year. And the positions they lost, a couple guys on defense like Kendall Fuller, who decided to go back to Washington. They've added some good young players on defense, and they didn't sleepwalk through the season. They professionally went about winning 14 games. That's what you do, I guess, when you're this good. And now they've kind of turned it on. They were really good against the Bills in the AFC Championship game when a lot of people were actually picking the Bills to win the game. And this is your chance to really – he's beaten Tom Brady two times in a row. Beat him in the regular season last year up in New England, which was big for them, and he beat him in this year down in Tampa in a regular season game. But he lost to him in the playoffs in 2018, didn't get a chance to go to the Super Bowl. You're not going to probably get five more chances at Tom Brady in the playoffs, so you want this one. This is your chance to go beat the GOAT. And that would look really big on his resume if he's got a couple of Super Bowls, and one of them was over Tom Brady at his place. That'd be pretty cool.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, I certainly Chiefs fans appreciate it. And I think knowing that it took them 50 years to get that next Super Bowl after winning Super Bowl IV, they understand how difficult it is. But, you know, Aaron Rodgers, Drew Brees, That's it. One Super Bowl, one NFC championship. You know, I saw the memes that went around this, you know, Sunday night and Monday morning that Tom Brady now has just as many NFC championship games as Rodgers and Breeze. My point is that it's really difficult to get to the Super Bowl. And the fact that Mahomes has been able to do it twice, boy, you better take advantage of those because you just don't know what's going to happen down the road.
Yeah, and when you get there, you got to win them because getting to the Super Bowl is great. Winning it is better, right? I mean, Tom Brady's lost three of them. He doesn't like those years, right? He's won six, lost three. And the greats are the ones who win multiple. And if you're Tom Brady, you can lose three and it's okay because you've won six or seven, depending on what happens this coming up week. But if you start your career off like Tom Brady did by winning his first three in the first 5 years he was in the league or whatever, you're already legendary. So if Patrick Mahomes can have two titles in his first it's 4 years, but it's 3 years of playing. My gosh, you're already setting yourself off to be that kind of Hall of Fame guy. The crazy part about Brady is he has won more Super Bowls since everyone thought he was done. There was a game at Arrowhead Stadium in 2014, the night before the Royals and A's played their first wild card game, right? Monday Night Football, Chiefs beat the Brady and the Bucks or in the Patriots like 41-14, killed him. He got pulled from the game. There's shots of him sitting on the bench. The whole thing the next day on ESPN was, is Tom Brady done? Is it Jimmy Garoppolo's time? Since that night, he's won three Super Bowls and now will be going to his fifth. It's incredible. He's had a Hall of Fame career since he was 37 years old and declared dead because, you know, they weren't doing well. It's insane how good he's been and for how long he's been. Yeah. And including in his amazing career, he's got a 10-year stretch without winning a Super Bowl. Yeah. It's nuts.
Yeah, that is nuts. Yeah, it's crazy. It's going to be a great matchup. It's going to be a huge matchup.
The storylines are awesome, and the teams are good. They played each other earlier this year. They're all kind of talent on both sides of the ball on both teams. It's, you know, we can't wait, but we have to.
Yeah.
That's what we have to do with sports. You can't wait, but you have to.
Nope. And, I know things didn't work out at Oklahoma State for Tyreek Hill, but, you know, there's another player with Big 12 ties. So,
and, you know, and Mike Evans was I think he might have played a Big 12 game before A&M moved to the SEC.
So. Yeah.
I think he was there during the move because he was Johnny Manziel's guy. There's Big 12 and SEC. Well, there's SEC guys everywhere, but the Big 12 stuff is pretty fun running around to see these guys. And I don't think I know this. I didn't think Patrick Mahomes was going to be at two Super Bowls by the time he was 25 years old because I watched him play a lot of games at Texas Tech and I saw a lot of talent, but they didn't win a lot of games. And that's what he wanted to do when he came to the Chiefs. He wanted to win and he likes winning. Because he's driven to win. These guys, Tom Brady's, no one's more driven to win than Tom Brady. He's insane, right?
Yeah.
Patrick Mahomes is about the same way, and he's got more talent than Tom Brady in his arm than Tom Brady's ever had. And he loves the fact that he's got great players around him. And that's why they signed this contract where they can kind of mess with it. And then he'll probably get it renegotiated every year. That's what Tom Brady did, too. He did that.
Yeah.
You know, it was like, so how are they doing this? Well, they're doing it because the quarterback doesn't want $40 million a year and demand it. Because it's more fun to win than not. And these guys both realize that.
Yeah. Yep. Absolutely. Oh, that'll be fun. I know Kansas City will be rocking. You'll certainly be busy here for the next week and a half. Todd Lebo from Sports Radio 810 WHB out of Kansas City. Great stuff. Always appreciate you coming on the show.
Anytime, man. Anytime.
All right. Yep. Appreciate the conversation. Stick around. More coming up on Big 12 this week from Learfield, IMG College.
We're back with a tasty treat that's sweeping airwaves and taste buds. It's new Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda. Let's take a listen.
Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda's here.
A new combo that's music to my ears, okay.
Let's play.
Cream Soda and Dr. Pepper time.
Pour it in a glass of ice.
Ah, music to my ears and mouth. New Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda.
A delicious duet.
Here at Academy Sports and Outdoors, we want everyone to stay safe while doing more of what they love. So whether you're planning a fishing trip, heading out for a run, prepping your lease, or playing sports in the backyard, we have all the gear you need to enjoy more sports and outdoors, all at prices you'll love. And with curbside pickup available, it's never been easier to shop all our brands in-store and online at academy.com. Because whatever you love doing, we're here to help you have more fun out there.
The Big 12 Conference is proud of its basketball roots in Kansas City, and we'd like to recognize our community partners for the 2021 Phillips 66 Big 12 Men and Women's Basketball Championships. Compass Minerals, Harvesters, the Community Food Network, the Community Blood Center of Greater Kansas City, and First Watch Restaurants. Thank you for your support of Big 12 basketball and for helping us show our KC pride at this year's tournaments.
A lot happens over the course of a tank of gas. Mad dashes to the pharmacy, hours spent in the school drop-off line, and 7 trips to the grocery store. Wait, I forgot the ice cream. Make that 8. But a tank of gas doesn't just fuel errands. It tells a story. One that could begin at the dry cleaners and end at a hidden sloppy Joe joint. Then right back to the cleaners. Because it's not just about filling up the tank. It's about where that tank will take you next. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
Looking for a new and fashionable way to show your school spirit or represent your favorite team? Reveal your passion with a custom suit or blazer from Reveal Suits, the official business apparel partner of the Big 12. Your suit or blazer will be designed with the style, features, and lining of your choice. If you can imagine it, we can create it. Reveal Suits, where passion meets fashion. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter at Reveal Suits, or visit RevealSuits.com to begin your order today.
We're back with a tasty treat that's sweeping airwaves and taste buds. It's new Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda. Let's take a listen.
Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda's here. A new combo that's music to my ears, okay. Let's relax.
Cream Soda and Dr. Pepper time.
Pour it in a glass of ice.
Ah, music to my ears and mouth. New Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda.
A delicious duet.
Looking for a new and fashionable way to show your school spirit or represent your favorite team? Reveal your passion with a custom suit or blazer from Reveal Suits, the official business apparel partner of the Big 12. Your suit or blazer will be designed with the style, features, and lining of your choice. If you can imagine it, we can create it. Reveal Suits, where passion meets fashion. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter at Reveal Suits, or visit RevealSuits.com to begin your order today.
It's back, the return of the prestigious Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, honoring college sports excellence across all competitive divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow along with L Director's Cup on Twitter or online to see which schools will be taking home a first-place trophy in June for their season-long success. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, a premier institutional award jointly launched in 1993 by USA Today and NACTA.
Here at Academy Sports and Outdoors, we want everyone to stay safe while doing more of what they love. So whether you're planning a fishing trip, heading out for a run, prepping your lease, or playing sports in the backyard, we have all the gear you need to enjoy more sports and outdoors, all at prices you'll love. And with curbside pickup available, it's never been easier to shop all our brands in-store and online at academy.com. Because whatever you love doing, we're here to help you have more fun out there.
Glad you're back with me on Big 12 This Week. I'm Bill Pollack. Thanks for listening. The women's basketball top 25 polls. Baylor is sitting in the top 10. They're 9th with a 10-2 record. West Virginia is 24th. They're 11-2. They move into the rankings this week. Texas is just outside the top 25, along with Iowa State, who dropped out, and TCU. So we've got some teams that are trying to creep into the top 25. Two teams right now. There are a trio that were named to the Naismith Defensive Player of the Year watch list. Baylor's D.D. Richards, Oklahoma State's Natasha Mack, and Texas's Charlie Collier. Three of the 15 nominees. The three selections from the Big 12 are tied for first among conferences. The list of finalists will be announced later this season. The U.S. Basketball Writers Association has selected Baylor guard Jared Butler as its Oscar Robertson National Player of the Week. And listen, as far as I'm concerned, if it's good enough for the U.S. Basketball Writers Association, then it's good enough for me and our Big 12 Player of the Week, Making It Look Natural, presented by Natural Light Seltzer, the official hard seltzer of the Big 12 Conference. Let me tell you about Aloha Beach's Catalina Lime Mixer. Big 12 meets Natty Lights, your new game day necessity. All right, so what did Butler do this past week? Well, he averaged 26 points, 7 assists, was shooting 66.7%, 18 of 27 from the field. Even better from the three-point line, 81%. He was 13 of 16 in wins over Kansas and at Oklahoma State. Butler scored 30, had 8 assists in Monday's 77-69 win against then number 9 Texas. And then on Saturday in Stillwater, he had 22 points, 6 assists, and was 5 of 6 from three-point range.
Jared Butler, he'll fire a 3. Whoa. That one's good.
Wow.
Oh, Jared Butler's got 15 in the first half. Butler working against Jalen Wilson. He'll stop, pop a 3 and hit it. Wow, 22 on the night. Bears have numbers. Butler to Flagler. The layup is good and a foul.
What a play. You can't run a fast break any better than that.
Here's Jared Butler, the alley-oop. What a thing of beauty. And the flush by Mark Vidal for 2.
Jared Butler, National Player of the Week, and Making It Look Natural, presented by Natural Light Seltzer, the official hard seltzer of the Big 12 Conference. Drink responsibly. All right, I want to take the music. Let's take the music down. I want to slow it down a little bit now. All right, thank you. What else is going on? Oh, yeah, all right. The College Football Playoff Committee has appointed Texas Vice President and Athletics Director Chris Del Conte is one of 5 new members to the College Football Selection Committee. Everything's got to be a committee. You've got the College Football Playoff Management Committee, and then the Management Committee comes up with the Selection Committee. You got to have a committee for everything. Del Conte will be joined by new members Mitch Barnhart, who's the Athletic Director at the University of Kentucky, Boo Corrigan, Athletics Director at NC State, Will Shields, former All-American lineman at the University of Nebraska, and you old Big 8 people remember him, and Joe Taylor, longtime coach and currently the AD at Virginia Union. Del Conte will replace Joe Castiglione from Oklahoma, and there's obviously others whose terms have expired. Mitch Barnhart. I gotta tell you this funny story. This is good. So Mitch Barnhart, the AD at Kentucky, he's been there a while now. He has a brother, Eric. So a long time ago, I was doing some work for the Oklahoma Sooner Radio Network. And at the time, Eric was the general manager and oversaw sales. And so, you know, we worked together. And I was taking a trip through Oklahoma. Had spent 2-3 days driving through the state, had met with Eric, just met with him, and in the middle of the trip. So I wake up one morning in my hotel, and I go down for the free breakfast. I always stayed where I can get free breakfast, try to help out the company. And they've got, you know, USA Today newspapers there. So I look down at the sports section. And out of the corner of my eye, I see this headline, and I see the photo, and it says, Barnhart accepts University of Kentucky AD job, or it's something like that. And I look at the photo. I'm like, are you kidding me, Eric? I just saw him. He didn't say anything about this. I'm like, my heart like dropped, because Eric is such a great guy. And I'm like, oh, so I'm bummed out. And I'm like, wait a minute. I start reading a little bit more. I'm like, Mitch Barnhart? Like, what is going on? So I call Eric, and I said, you've got a brother, Mitch? He says, yeah. And I said, oh, I just saw he's becoming the athletic director at Kentucky. I thought it was you. And he said, yeah, people must, you know, we do look alike. But so anyway, so I saw Mitch's name here. It took me back to that to that Hampton Inn, and I panicked. I thought Eric got the job instead of his brother Mitch. So still got a chance to work with Eric. So it worked out for me. All right, more coming up here on Big 12 this week from Learfield IMG College.
Here at Academy Sports and Outdoors, we want everyone to stay safe while doing more of what they love. So whether you're planning a fishing trip, heading out for a run, prepping your lease, or playing sports in the backyard, we have all the gear you need to enjoy more sports and outdoors, all at prices you'll love.
And with curbside pickup available, it's never been easier to shop all our brands in-store and online at academy.com. Because whatever you love doing, we're here to help you have more fun out there.
This is a radio ad for Natural Light. Although you may know us as Natty Light. In fact, that's definitely how you know us. We've got big news. We made a 6% hard seltzer. So move over, basic seltzers of the world, because Natty Light Seltzer has entered the chat. Our seltzers come in flavors like Aloha Beaches, a mango and peach flavored blend, and Catalina Lime Mixer. When cherry and lime become best friends, Natty Light Seltzer, the seltzer you never saw coming, is here. Enjoy responsibly. 2019 Anheuser-Busch Catalina Lime Mixer and Natural Light Aloha Beaches flavored malt beverages. Sales in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
All right, another Big 12 this week is in the books, in the books, in the file, in the cloud. I want to thank my guest Todd Lebo from Sports Radio 810 WHB in Kansas City. Some great insight as we get ready for the SEC Big 12 Challenge this weekend. And I looked up to Mitch Barnhart was hired at Kentucky in 2002. I was working with his brother Eric back in 2002. It's like 20 years ago. Where did the time go? It's crazy. All right. Well, listen, I know the time is out. That's it for me. I'm Bill Pollack. I appreciate you listening. Stay safe, and we will talk to you next week on Big 12 This Week from Learfield, IMG College.
On the Big 12 Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. Big 12 This Week has been brought to you by Prime Sport, your go-to source for verified ticket and hospitality packages for the Big 12 Football Championship game. Dr. Pepper, the official drink of Fansville. Phillips 66, live to the full. And by Natural Light. This football season, Natty Light Seltzer is crashing the party hard. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Big 12 Sports Network.